From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. State Department officials now say they have evacuated more than 1,200 Americans from Egypt aboard government-chartered planes, with expectations at least 1,400 more will be flown out of the country in the days ahead. One of those who managed to get out, Nelson Clark, flew from Egypt to Turkey and says getting out was difficult.
The road took us about 3 hours, blocked traffic bumper to bumper, tanks blocking half the roads. Got to the airport, and it's a nightmare.
At the Cairo airport, there were reports of some shoving matches as passengers crammed into the terminal seeking safety. In addition to the chartered aircraft, State Department officials say a small number of Americans were flown out aboard a Canadian evacuation flight. The White House says it is not taking sides between the government of Egypt and protesters calling for political and economic reforms. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the administration is trying to walk a fine line.
The Obama administration is backing calls for greater freedom and opportunity in Egypt, but says it wants to see an orderly transition to achieve that goal. Thus far, the administration says the Egyptian government has not gone far enough to meet the legitimate demands of the demonstrators. But White House spokesman Robert Gibbs stopped short of calling for the removal of Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, a longtime U.S. ally.
We're calling for a change in the way the country works. The determination as to when that change is met or how that change happens is not going to be determined or dictated by our country.
Instead, Gibbs says the change should be determined by a broad cross-section of the Egyptian people. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The U.S. ambassador to China, John Huntsman, has resigned from his post, leading to further speculation about his presidential ambitions. NPR's Louisa Lim has details.
John Huntsman has handed in a letter of resignation announcing he'll leave the post on April the 30th. The moderate Republican is a former governor of Utah. His appointment by President Obama as U.S. ambassador to Beijing was widely seen as a way of neutralizing a potential opponent. But now reports say a political action committee has been set up on his behalf. A fluent Mandarin speaker from his time as a Mormon missionary, he'd been a popular ambassador, and now he has more foreign policy experience than any other Republican presidential hopeful. But President Obama himself has pointed out that having worked so well with a Democratic president may not help Huntsman in a Republican primary. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Kunming, China.
Consumers up their spending again during the final month of last year. The Commerce Department today reporting consumer spending rose 0.7% in December, while incomes were up 0.4%. The rise in spending was the sixth straight month consumers have increased spending. Spending by consumers is closely tracked by economists, since it drives roughly 2/3 of overall U.S. economic activity. On Wall Street today, good earnings from Exxon helped give the market a boost. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 68 points to 11,891. The Nasdaq gained 13 points. The S&P 500 rose 10 points. You're listening to NPR. A federal judge in Florida has ruled today the Obama administration's broad new health care overhaul law is unconstitutional, contending the government cannot require some people buy health insurance. The U.S. District Court judge in the case siding with 26 states that have sought to block the new law. Court accepting without trial the state's argument it violates people's rights to force them to purchase health insurance by 2014 or face penalties. The matter is likely to end up in the Supreme Court. Early voting is underway in Chicago's city elections. Chicago Election Day is not until February 22nd, but as NPR's David Schaefer reports, voters can begin making their choices now in elections for mayor and city council.
This is only the third citywide election since 1955 in which there is not a Richard Daley on the ballot for mayor in Chicago. Richard J. Daley served from 55 until his death in 1976. His son, Richard M., ran and lost in 1983 before winning the first of six consecutive Chicago elections in 1989. Six candidates are seeking to succeed the second Daley, including former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, who just last week won a protracted legal battle over his residency to get on the ballot. Other candidates include former U.S. Senator Carol Moseley Braun, City Clerk Miguel Del Valle, and former School Board President Gary Chico. In addition to the open race for mayor, many campaigns for Chicago's 50 city council seats are heated, helping fuel greater interest in early voting. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
A brisk walk is good for your heart rate and it helps burn off the pounds, but researchers say it may have an added benefit. It could help improve your memory. That's because a National Academy of Sciences study shows a fast walk can also grow a section of the brain involved in memory. That report will appear in tomorrow's edition of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.